We're continuing to page Kuf Tzaditet, and we're up to paragraph Dalid. Kol ze shekatavnu de'asur, everything we've written so far that's prohibited, u'afilu imu emet gamur, that's even if what you said is 100% true. You were careful that what you're saying is accurate. She'en bo ta'arovet sheker, that you didn't mix in anything that's inaccurate or alive. Lo mibayim ayuavim ze lezeh mitchila v'olechum agen mizeh lezeh, rasha mikrei. Now it's not only if you're telling the truth and then you go to a person's friends and you tell them what he did. That's called wicked. V'umtav avuzem od lifnei Hashem. That's one of the things that Hashem says he can't stand, that Hashem really doesn't like. As the Pasuk says, k'mo she'nemar, as it says in Mishlei in Proverbs, Sheshena sane Hashem. There are six that Hashem hates. Visheva to'avat nafsho. And the seventh, Hashem actually finds even more despicable. And what's enumerated there? One of the things that's enumerated is umshaleach medanim benachim. Someone who causes a fight. He causes ill will between people who were before connected. One of the things Hashem hates is someone who causes people to dislike someone. Right? So today we have it all the time on Facebook and all these wonderful social media apps where people can say something negative about someone. Until now, he had friends and suddenly he finds himself loner. Everyone believes what's said about the person. And then a person can find himself socially ostracized. So the Pasuk says, one of the things Hashem hates is Meshaleach Medanim Benachim. Someone who causes a rift between brothers or between people who were beforehand at peace. V'amru Chazal, and our sages taught, Tezu Yashvit HaKasha Shebechulan, that the seventh point that's enumerated here is the worst of the bunch. So even if a person knows that Reuven hates Shimon, before he says anything, they hate one another. And now he goes and says something which is completely true to Reuven about Shimon. Even so, if he goes and tells Reuven, hey, you know what Shimon said about you? That's called Rachil. So another example of Rachil, Chafetz Chaim says you have to know, even if what you're telling is 100% true. And even if the two of them hated one another, even before this was said, nonetheless, it falls under the heading of the prohibition of Rachil. Yes, sir.
Even though to say, like, insinuate that you know something, but you cannot say about it. It's like already...
Why? What's the purpose of saying that? Again, yeah, what do we accomplish?
I'm asking, is will be the same situation, like, would be the same?
I don't think you could say a person said Rachil, but they did something wrong.
You just put in a seat there, like...
It's still wrong, right?
Yeah. Better not saying...
Right. Any one of us, if someone came to us and said, you know what they said about you in the lunchroom? I'm not going to tell you. It's Lashon Hara.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd feel bad. So then we start feeling like someone over there is not nice to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.